listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There are more than 330,000 power outages reported across the South. Severe weather sweeping through the region. Nearly 130,000 outages in Missouri, where several tornadoes were reported, along with one death. ABC's Matt Rivers says there's also been a deadly impact in the Texas Panhandle.
In Texas, at least four people dead after a blinding dust storm swept through the Panhandle. Wind gusts hitting 84 miles per hour. Visibility near zero. The wind fueling grass fires, quickly spreading to homes as firefighters rushed to the scene trying to save them.
The threat not over. Eight states are under tornado watches today. The Senate approved a government funding bill ahead of the midnight deadline. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer ended his opposition, saying a government shutdown would empower President Trump and Elon Musk. The president said there were good vibes coming from Russia regarding a ceasefire in Ukraine, but the British prime minister said Vladimir Putin's not to be trusted. This is ABC News. Sean Diddy Combs was in court Friday pleading not guilty to an updated indictment charging him with sex trafficking. He's also said the video of him assaulting then-girlfriend Cassie in a hotel hallway was doctored. ABC's Erica Tursky says
CNN first obtained that video and said it did not edit or manipulate the footage in any way, but the defense is raising questions about it. Of course, Combs has already issued an apology over the conduct depicted in the video and settled a lawsuit with Cassie. So it may be difficult to argue now that the video is somehow not exactly what it seems, but that's a defense strategy heading toward trial May 5th.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday cleared the way for Louisiana to use nitrogen gas to execute death row inmate Jesse Hoffman Jr. next week. A district judge had originally blocked the execution, arguing the gas might constitute cruel and unusual punishment. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly to mostly cloudy, breezy today. Isolated light showers possible. 54 for a high, then falling temperatures into the nighttime. Breezy, sharply cooler tonight. Stray flurries are possible early, a low of 23. We stay cool on Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 40. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, still cold, a low of 23. We warm up a little bit on Monday, partly cloudy, gusty winds with a high of 59. And unseasonably warm again on Tuesday with nice sunshine and a high temperature of 66. Wednesday, the cold trend returns, 37 for a high. Thursday, a high of just 36. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Kisses the groom. That's what I'm supposed to do. So what are we doing with
There has been a Joanne Krulot sighting. She's not out riding around. She's in the newsroom. She'll have an update for you at 7:45 this morning. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to do a little time traveling. A look at this week in entertainment history, plus your rabbit ears memory. It's all part of your weekend wake up, including John Denver with Annie's Song on RCOFM.
Fill up my senses like a night in a forest. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me like a night in a like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me again.
So that one's for June this morning. And hear me out, because, you know, Phil, without any sporting events, you know, he's at home. He's been at home since he was off the air yesterday. There's a pretty good chance he did something where he needs an apology song. So I got you covered, buddy. Whoa, we're going to pick up the tempo. Moving to 720. The Works floor and home thermometer, 50 degrees. When you're hot, you're hot. Look out, Jerry Reed.
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot, you're hot,
you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your on the arm. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court?
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, anything you say, just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Smiling Jack, that was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Jack, he'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and
dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name. That's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
And you know, the world loved Tom T. Hall for his quirky and comedy releases. I think he was a little underrated for just straight-up country music. Tom T. Hall, Ravishing Ruby. We're moving to 720. A look at this week in entertainment history. Helping us there, it's King George. He's going to tell you all about it, right or wrong.
Wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong. Till I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you. Though I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember. Right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift, over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner? No problem. Just let them know, they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
A look at this week in entertainment history on WRCO-FM is an entertainment time travel journey of epic proportion. Today we begin with a birthday. Actor Judd Hirsch turns 90. He played a pivotal role in the 1997 theatrical release Independence Day starring Will Smith, but he's probably best known as his role of Alex Rieger from Taxi. 1954, CBS Television debuted its morning show. In 1964, Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor were married. 1971, CBS Television canceled The Ed Sullivan Show. On the ABC Television Network, it was a big week in 1977. The first episode of Eight is Enough premiered. Also, the very first episode of Three's Company hit the airwaves. Huge hit, Barney Miller, celebrated its 100th episode in 1979. In 1980, the 100th episode of Saturday Night Live was on NBC. Other celebrity birthdays, Dee Snider turned 70, and Bret Michaels of Poison fame turned 62. Don't go anywhere, our Rabbit Ears memory is on the way next.
Napa Know-How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
A Market Entertainment History has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
Your Saturday morning rabbit ears memory takes us back to the year of 1985 and the ABC Television Network. The very first episode of Mr. Belvedere aired. Of course, it starred the late great voice of the Milwaukee Brewers and Bob Uecker. It's Mr. Belvedere.
Streaks on the china, never met it before. Who cares when you dropkicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared, but sometimes things get turned around and no one spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live the good life yet.
That's a pretty good song for the weekend wake up.
When will I be loved?
Linda Ronstadt, When Will I Be Loved? 728, we have birthdays and anniversaries on this March 15th. Get together the Ides of March. We'll take a look at that next.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? They need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Right around the corner, we'll have a look at birthdays and anniversaries, and a great big hello to our listeners all around the nation. The Jensen Street crew out in Mesa, we have Kentucky and Denver checking in, and of course, the Ithaca Forensics Team. The Ithaca Bulldogs on their way to Barneville. Good luck, folks.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Good morning, Richland Center. Today's the day. Project Seed Day is here. Head on over to St. Mary's Church and School between 10 and 2 to stock up on quality, reasonably priced seeds for your farm or garden. With a variety of seeds to choose from, including forage seed, conventional seed corn, Roundup Ready seed, and Commander Alfalfa, Project Seed has everything you need to jumpstart your growing season. Don't miss this opportunity to support your local farm families and invest in the future of our community. See you at Project Seed Day today. It's time to sow the seeds of success.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on Saturday, March 15, 2025. Brought to you by the great folks in Black Earth each and every day. The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 4 in Black Earth.
Saturday, March 15th, people celebrating today, including Mom Marilyn Tyvus, and that with love from Dania and Evan, wishing you a happy birthday. To our Grandma Marilyn Tyvus, from Caden, Kylie, and Chloe, happy birthday. We hope you have a wonderful day. Very happy third birthday to Mara Cook today. We let you know that Daddy, Mommy, and Ruthie would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Colleen Halverson and Amy Gander make the Bloom City Town Crier. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Cheryl Crook and Wanda Dagenhart on that. Beulah Wesleyan Church celebrants include Justin Cornell, the Muscadet Blue River and Vocal Lions Club, Riley Connor, Jennifer Goplin, Pat Neff, and Ben Newroth, all celebrating today. And the Richland Center Lions Club, Marlena Zarley, Dan Pliner, Deb Fontana, and Randy Richardson. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. 7:45 news time right around the corner with Joanne Krulatz. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer 51. We're not going to get a lot warmer today. And then we're going to start dropping. Oh, yeah. It's springtime.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. Could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said wow. Said when, and I said, how about it right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. The days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain. Except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about it right now, love? Can't wait.
she said yes. That's Chad Brock for your weekend wake up. 7:36 and kind of a weird color sunrise. The work floor home thermometer showing 51 degrees.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Guests will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or three for $50. Don't miss this chance to honor Irish heritage with great food and community fun. For tickets and information, call 608-929-7490. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish.
We're getting set to hand things off to Joanne Krulatz at 745 for a news update. There's one going out to Julie on her way to Barneveld. Patty Loveless and Chains on your weekend wake up.
And chains, these love-taking hearts.
At 8 o'clock this morning, we'll have a news update from the ABC News Network. We'll have a look at your forecast with Tony Schumacher following that. And sports, it's all part of your Saturday weekend wake up. Joanne Krulatz is up next. Right now, it's Sarah Evans.
I've heard the word going round. Somebody said she's leaving town. Packed up her bags and left you flat. Shame about that. Somebody said they saw her crying. Said she was through with all your lines. Said wild horses couldn't drag her back. Shame about that. Well, excuse me for my lack of sympathy. I don't mean to be cruel, but it sounds like the same kind of thing you did to me back when I played the fool. So don't bother knocking on my door, 'cause I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. You dug your grave, now lay on back. Shame about that.
WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Get ready, get set. We're going to rock and roll and reminisce on Saturday night between 6 and midnight with WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be featuring all kinds of great stuff, including our solid gold dancer, Joanne, singing some Irish tunes for us.
My wild Irish rose.
Oh, careful. We'll also be flashing back this weekend in 1971.
Name of Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp.
Those were the days, WRCO, Saturday night. We hope you'll join us. It is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mastodon Records, A&W of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. Make sure to join us for Those Were the Days, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45. We're at 51 degrees. This news update is brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. Well, today we're going to top off near 54, so not a lot of movement from where we are right now. Then temperatures falling throughout the day down to 23 for an overnight low. Our current temperature following our morning low of 46. We're at 51 degrees. Your news with Joanne Krulatz is up next.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced a new record-high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Included in that total, construction sector jobs increased 700, up 3,900 above a year ago. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%. The state's labor force participation rate was unchanged at 65.9% in January, while the national rate increased to 62.6%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 3.3 percentage points above the rest of the nation. Ahead of the Wisconsin spring election on April 1st, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirement should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/IDcards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Start the application now at WisconsinDMV.gov or at a local DMV customer service center. Anyone with questions related to obtaining an ID that can be used to vote should call DMV's toll-free hotline at 1-844-588-1069. Questions regarding voter eligibility, poll locations, voter registration information, or other election information can be directed to the Wisconsin Elections Commission at elections.wi.gov. Project Seed will be held today from 10 to 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. Project Seed, sponsored by the Diocese of La Crosse, is a sale that provides area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. There will be a wide variety of seeds available. Dick Hauser has been involved with Project Seed for 20 years.
When we first started out, we did not have anything but conventional seed. And because so many people have gone to using the Roundup Ready, we now have that available in the program. So I want to make sure that people don't revert back to thinking years back when we did not have the Roundup Ready. The other thing that we do quite a bit of here is alfalfa and grass seeds. Corn is a big thing, of course, but in our hill country, I love to see our fields with grass, alfalfa, and that sort of thing on because conservation-wise it's better. So we have a very good selection. We've got products that we've been having for many years, and we've got a lot of faithful customers that keep coming back for the Commander alfalfa and things like that. But we do have a good selection of alfalfa seeds and also clovers and mixes and grasses. So just want to make sure that everyone understands that we have those all available.
Project Seed is open to everyone to attend and purchase seeds. There are even some new hybrids available for 2025. Steve Moore helps provide the seeds for Project Seed.
There's a bunch of new ones. The number of products that are available to us and other companies is actually going up, where for years it kept going down, down, down. If you want this cross here that's doing so well, you got to get the traits and pay the fees. So now there's some good combinations out there.
To prepare for your spring planting, you can stop by and see Project Seed today from 10 until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a pancake breakfast and silent auction Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. The event is being held to benefit Craig Perkins, a kidney transplant recipient.
I received a living donor kidney on November 1st.
It all moved really quick. It was like a 2-week heads up, like, hey, you're going to, you know, receive this kidney on this day. Surgery's already set up if you accept it. You know, so you got to kind of make a decision within like a few hours, because otherwise they're going to move down the list. And I said, yeah, I would definitely take that.
He says the 2 weeks leading up to the surgery were very nerve-wracking.
My biggest fear during that was illness. You know, like if you get a cold or, I mean, any illness pre-surgery, it will disqualify you, you know. So that was a very nerve-wracking 2 weeks.
Craig was in need of a new kidney following the diagnosis of an autoimmune disease which attacked his kidney. While the transplant is behind him, the treatment process is ongoing.
You know, they basically suppress it with chemotherapy treatment in my situation, and basically runs it down so far that it quits attacking your body, is my understanding of it. And I'll be doing the treatments on that for a couple more years, so it doesn't reoccur. That's something I have to deal with, you know, in long term, that not looking forward to, but it's just something I got to do. I take probably, 25 different pills a day for the rejection and not getting ill. And you definitely got to know what to take and not to take, and be able to switch it up real quick, depending on your lab results, weekly labs and stuff like that.
The cost for the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 12:30 is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. Proceeds will benefit Craig Perkins for medical expenses. If you would like to donate to the sale or auction, contact Julie Thompson at 507-458-5327 or Marge Brock at 608-604-7054. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has announced the 13th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run. It will be held at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua on Saturday, April 5th. The Kids Fun Run is a quarter-mile run starting and ending at the Sheriff's Office. It is for children 11 and under and will begin at 9. Trophies will be awarded to the first-place winners for both male and female, and medals for the first, second, and third-place winners. All participants will receive an award ribbon. Immediately following the Kids Fun Run, the 5K Run Walk will start. Medals will be awarded to the top 3 place winners in each division for both male and female in each age category. If you are interested in supporting the Vernon County K-9 Unit, go to the Vernon County website to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the K-9 Unit tab, you will see the registration form, which can be printed off and sent in. The pre-registration deadline is Monday, March 17th. That will ensure you get a 5K9 Run Walk t-shirt and registration for $25. If you register after March 17th, the cost will be $30 and will not include a t-shirt. All proceeds will help benefit the K9 unit. The new K9 Coda and K9 DAX for annual maintenance training and equipment costs. After the run, you are welcome to attend demonstrations from K-9 DAX and Handler Deputy Mark Bellicero and K-9 CODA and Handler Brad Brueggemann.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Saturday, March 15th. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon today at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died last Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock next Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home next Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held next Saturday, March 22nd at noon, at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home next Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Magdalen M. Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th, from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Magdalen M. Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. For Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz.
Special alert! Town and Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center has super savings on KitchenAid dishwashers. For a limited time, get a $150 rebate on the best dishwashers in the business, like the Whisper Quiet models featuring 360-degree max jet technology. With 50 targeted jets across four wash arms for sparkling clean dishes every time. See these dishwashers on display at Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, or online at Town & Country RC.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Many congressional Democrats have been criticizing the Senate's minority leader, Chuck Schumer, who decided to support a Republican funding bill. As Schumer said, a government shutdown would go against what his party needs and wants.
In a shutdown, Donald Trump and DOGE will have the power to determine what is considered essential and what is not. And their views on what is not essential would be mean and vicious.
President Trump